You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has urged all those involved in Catholic education to be builders of a more united and peaceful world. In an address on Thursday morning to the Congregation for Catholic Education that is holding its plenary assembly, the Pope pointed out that institutes of education have meaning only in relation to the formation of the person, reminding those present that more than others, Catholic institutions have a mission to offer horizons that are open to transcendence. Pope Francis said education is at the service of an integral humanism, and that the Church, as a mother and an educator, must look to the new generations offering formation both to the person in view of his own ultimate goal and to the good of society to which he belongs. The Pope stressed the need to teach a culture of dialogue, saying our world has become a global village in which each person belongs to humanity and shares in the hope for a better future for the whole family of nations. Unfortunately, he said, there are many forms of violence, poverty, exploitation, discrimination, marginalization, and restrictions on freedom that create a culture of waste. Within this context, he said, Catholic educational institutions are called to be on the front line in practicing a grammar of dialogue, which he said is the basis of encounter and of the enhancement of cultural and religious diversity.
A praticare la grammatica del dialogo.
The new generations, he said, must leave the classrooms with the motivation to build bridges and find new answers to the many challenges of our time. Concluding, Pope Francis said, there is a final expectation that I would like to share with you, the contribution of education in sowing hope. I am convinced, he said, that young people today need above all to lead a life that builds the future. So educators must listen to young people, something we're preparing to do at the next Synod of Bishops, which is dedicated to them. I'm Linda Bordoni.